Chapter 33, Judge Logic.
Counselor Intellect?
It was the voice of Judge Logic. He had argued hundreds of cases in front of Judge Logic. Judge Logic was perfectly predictable.
Yes, Your Honor, it is I.
He answered, wiping the tears from his cheeks and looking up from the floor of his cell. The judge was carrying Poindexter, the courthouse cat.
Intellect, is it true that you impersonated one of my duly authorized officers of the law in order to facilitate the release of a dangerous animal?
Your Honor, the animal in question was...
You will answer yes or no, Counselor.
Interrupted the judge.
There are only two possible answers to the question.
Then the answer can only be yes, Your Honor.
You know me to be an honest judge, Intellect. But please know that it is only my devotion to the letter of the law that compels me to allow you the required 48 hours to prepare a defense for your trial. Frankly, I believe those 48 hours will be nothing more than a waste of 6 good meals. You are obviously guilty beyond all doubt, inasmuch as you have admitted your felony.
Will I be allowed to summon Judge Gray as a witness?
Asked Intellect.
No.
Answered Judge Logic coldly.
And even if you could, his testimony would hurt more than help you.
Why is that?
Judge Gray became rather childish in his old age, believing in destiny and in a literal king and in answers other than yes and no. He disappeared shortly after I returned to Town Square, but don't worry, young Intellect.
Said Judge Logic with a sharp-toothed smile.
I'll be glad to hear your story.
And as Logic walked from the room, Poindexter hung his head over the judge's shoulder and looked through his vertically slitted green eyes at the prince and smiled a little cat smile.